So I am from Buffalo Creek, West Virginia. Thank you. Oh, Buffalo Creek. And being raised in the country, up a holler, I was surrounded by family, grandparents, uncles, aunts, first cousins, second cousins, cousins, fourth removed, you know, the whole spectrum. And when you're raised in the country, it is my opinion you are raised to be tough. You know, if for nothing else, that you can run on dirt roads barefoot. And even till this day, I can run in creek beds barefoot and people are still tiptoeing around. But I also was raised with the ability to defend myself against people who were out to do me harm. And usually those people were family members. especially cousins during like epic holler wars where the first cousins against the second cousins or the cousins at the head of the holler versus the cousins at the foot of the holler. And I'm telling you, I would get off the school bus and like learn how to defend myself in a war, like duck and cover and like run to the creek bed and start hurling stones at people's heads because we wanted each other to bleed, you know? I mean, it was desperate. And I would, nonetheless, I have a terrible fear of pain and didn't ever want to bleed. And I would run home to my mom and say, oh, they all want to hurt me. And she would get mad and say, you have to stand up for yourself and you have to defend yourself. And then time after time, I would cry and she would say, you have to take up for yourself. A bully will never learn unless you take up for yourself. So, I mean, you would think that by the time I moved to Kentucky when I'm like in fourth grade, I would know how to defend myself against a bully, but I was not right quite there yet. And I was also able to defend myself to a point off the school bus and with my family, but not necessarily with strangers on the school bus. And that's what happened when I moved. So about, you know, sixth or seventh grade, I meet Alma O'Brien, who was the... It's a funny name. Makes me kind of hot. She had fiery orange hair and really like gray green eyes and her skin like so pale you could see through the freckles to the other side. And she had like snaggly teeth that were wheat colored and I was terrified. And she would bend over me in the seat and she would say, don't you look at me. Don't you look in my eyes. You don't deserve to look in my eyes. And I would just, and it was terrifying. And I would run home every day to my mom and I would say, they all hate me. And she would say, you have to stand up. You have to, if they're, and I would say, oh, I would say, but they're bigger than me. They're bigger than me. Because Alma O'Brien also got off at the same stop as 20 other people at this apartment complex. And I thought they all hated me. And she, and I would say, they're all bigger than me and they'll all get me. And she said, if they're bigger than you, Del Marie, you get something bigger than them and hit them with it. This is my mom. And I said, okay. And she meant like a 2x4 or a brick. I mean, she was serious. My mom also was raised up the same holler and very, very quickly was the victim of a broken collarbone and a terrible game of like boxcar racing. And she got her eye poked by an iron coat hanger in a game of Zorro and had to wear a patch on her. And worse, she was tied to a tree and set, I swear to God, my mom's brother tied her to a tree and set dry leaves on fire underneath her feet. In a game of cowboys and Indians. And so she knew what it meant to defend herself because to get him back, I only have 7 minutes, to get him back, she tripped a horse and it broke his leg, but the horse was okay. So she meant it, make him bleed and they'll leave you alone. And she told me to go to my locker and get school books and get my four heaviest school books. And she said, get my reading book, you know, in seventh grade, you have read, and science and math and social studies, and bring them home and go on the school bus and sit down and to put my hand on my leg and those books on my hand. And then when Alma O'Brien bent her face in mine, break her nose. And if you break her nose, Del Marie, she'll leave you alone. And I say, okay, I'll break it, I'll try. So every day I got those books And I went to my, I sat down in my seat. And Alma O'Brien also had this little brother who was like 11 and looked like a dirty, wet dog all the time. And he would like lurch over the back of that seat. And that is scary. Think back to school bus days, the head lurching over that seat right in yours. Hated him, and I felt like I was bullied by an 11-year-old. It was terrible. So one day, it all sort of culminated when her brother, it was about this time of year, and there was an Easter party, and he had chewed up hard-boiled egg, you can imagine, into a fine hot mush in his mouth. And I'm just sitting there with my hand under my books, you know, and Alma O'Brien's been, and he jumps up over that seat and spits it all right in my face and on my shirt. And Alma O'Brien says, "How did that taste? You like the way that tastes?" And I was paralyzed for a second, and then I looked at my hand, and then I looked at her face. And I looked at my hand, and I looked at her nose, and if you've never seen a broken nose before, blood flies everywhere. And blood flew all over my books, and I ran off at the next stop, and I ran home, and I ran up the stairs to my mommy, and I told her what happened, and she'd been making meatloaf, so her hands were all full of, like, bloody ground chuck, and she couldn't even hug me, and she was hugging me with the elbows and couldn't clean me up. And I have told this story a lot. I told it in college. And I told it in summer stock. I work in the theater, right? Traveled Maine and Florida and North Carolina and Virginia and everywhere. And everywhere I've told it, and it's got these great laughs, and I felt vindicated all these years. And then one day, I told this story in the wrong group of friends. And so I get to that part, right? I look at the books, and I look at her nose, and I look at the books, and when her nose breaks, and from behind me, I hear the voice of my best friend since fifth grade who knew me back then, who said, "No, you didn't." And my stomach turned and my butt got real tight. And I said, "Yes, I did. I did." And he said, "No, you didn't." In front of a large group, in front of some people that are in this room right now, he said, "No, you didn't, Dale. You got off the bus and vomited and ran home and stopped riding the bus." Thank you. Thank you. And that's the truth. Thank you.